Motorcycle update. Malicious link or just a trigger finger? CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister, I'm your host. Hedera, the blockchain, just sent out an email, and then they sent another email. And I know a lot of people out there, they duck email, they avoid email, they hate email, they don't like email, and I understand that. That's why I'm here. So what happened, the first email was broadcasting this Hedera suite that they're talking about, this whole new thing that they're doing. It's talking about stablecoin platform, which I think is a bullish something. It's talking about decentralized exchanges. It's talking about lending and borrowing. It's talking about governance and staking. And it's positioning itself, quote, a leader in the decentralized finance space, providing unmatched efficiency and security. So this allegedly was the announcement of this being released. And then they sent a follow-on email roughly about 3 hours after that that said, disregard that one because there could be a malicious link there from marketing@hedera.com address. And it is the initial one indeed from marketing@hedera.com. What caught my eye was this message that this allegedly was supposed to be some sort of a malicious situation, that this is a dangerous thing to be doing. So I got curious, curious, and I wanted to see, is it really malicious? Is that really what it is? When I go, because I have protections on my deal, I went ahead and took a look, and I forgot why they had my contact information. Then I remembered I had reached out to them for a partnership ages ago for a different thing. I go to the link, at least one of the two, that says, okay, display in the browser. It's the same information. I check the Twitter link. It is truly Hedera's Twitter account. It's Hedera's Discord. It's Hedera's Facebook. The Discord is a little bit weird because it looks like it makes it look like it's self-hosted, and I know you can't do that with Discord. So I don't know what's going on there, but it appears to be legit when I go to the, because Discord has a protection page. It all looks clean from what I can tell. The Facebook looks fine. The LinkedIn looks fine. The Instagram goes to Hashgraph, which is consistent. I didn't see anything weird. The Reddit is legit. And then the YouTube is a generic channel, and that looks legit. And then you go to the Experience the New Era link, which takes you to HederaSuite.com, which I'm pretty sure is the right domain. And the page looks pretty close to what I would expect it to be. And it talks about, the governing council. So this is all the... When I covered Hedera a while ago, I talked about all these big players in it. And the governing council page does not work, but that doesn't make it malicious. It just means it's a problem. However, after you click on one of these things, it then takes you back to the main. When you close that tab, it goes back to the main page and then tries to do a connection to the wallet. In of itself, this isn't a problem per se, but I looked at all the wallets that were listed, Trezor, Exodus, Trust, Meta, Non-Web. I clicked on Ledger, and it wants the seed phrase. Well, that's kind of a problem, okay? This was very well done. This was very well done because whoever did it knew what they were doing in terms of the malicious code. If I click on Trust Wallet, it wants the QR code, which isn't bad specifically because, it's just QR code. MetaMask wants QR code. Wallet Connect, QR code. Trezor Wallet is seed phrase. What? I'm sorry, it's bizarre to me. I understand, because with Trezor Wallet, I know because I have one. With Trezor Wallet, usually you run the software and you connect to the software, and the software is basically your broker. You should not give your seed phrase. The Ledger Wallet does the same thing. From what I can tell, this is targeting hardware wallets specifically because none of the other ones are doing this business. I was trying to understand then, well, what's really going on with this? I teched Exodus. So Exodus is I have Exodus on a different computer. This computer does not have it installed on purpose because I wanted to see what would happen with this, this that it's doing. So I checked on Exodus, and Exodus says, okay, I'm going to pop up a new thing. That's not a bad thing per se, but I am curious about it. So I'm digging in because I want to help keep you guys safe. I want to see what's going on with this business. I'm purposely trying to get it to breach me is what I'm doing. I'm purposely trying to get it because my computer here is safe from any such harm. I'm purposely trying to get it to say, okay, we're going to do this, fine. Can't get the software ones to breach. I suspect that what's happening with these is that it's looking for the plugin and that's going to do something that you don't expect it to do. I can't say for sure because it won't. Mine is so locked down, it won't let me do it to see what would happen. I can tell you that hardware wallets absolutely are dangerous. So my message to you is, I know, again, you duck email and I got it, but you might have got a text message with this business and I don't want people to get breached, get your stuff took. So avoid the link that they sent out with the Hedera suite and marketinghedera.com. What I can't say for sure is that if they sent a malicious link or if the HederaSuite.com, whoever the source is, I didn't go deeper into the domain because I don't have time. It's possible that the Hedera.com is just exploited. I don't know, because it's easy to spoof an email. That's not a problem. But if you got a text message with the same link, I'd be kind of skeptical about the origins of this send, because it wouldn't be, you know, if it came from a legit source, but it's just compromised, maybe. They seem to have caught it, but it took them 3 hours to catch it. Or malicious code was injected into what was otherwise a legit site, meaning they outsourced it to somebody who injected malicious code. So be careful. This is Hedera once again. I would recommend not interacting with any of these links until further notice from the team.